Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Monday, December 12th newsletter. As you can see by the table of contents, this newsletter is divided into four major sections. First off, I'll discuss some administration comments regarding my trip. Then I'll talk about the SPY system. Then I'll move on to the general market analysis, look at a couple key indicators, bonds, and our typical sector breakdown. Then we'll look at a few select commodities, U.S. dollar, precious metals, and GDX. And finally, number four, review some recent trade ideas, mostly ones from last week. We've had some nice ideas here. I only added a couple new ones tonight. I didn't see too many pop up on my scan. The market is quite overbought short term. So not surprising, there's not too many long setups out there. And there's not a lot of great short setups out there. Okay. There was a nice little short set up on TZA and the Russell that had a nice doji candlestick on Friday. Steve talked about that on the weekend and that played out nicely. And anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Again, first off, the administration comments. As you know, I was out of town last week in Denver on Thursday and Friday on a business trip, talking to some with a group about possibly managing money in a hedge fund via my ES system, possibly the SPY system. That went pretty well. Nothing concrete there yet, though. Anyway, the talk about the SPY Pro system. SPY Pro system has been doing very well. I relaunched that earlier this year. It was quite choppy in the early fall time frame, just a couple trades here and there. But it's really caught a monster trade here in early November. On November 2nd, it went long a 60% position in SPY at a price of 209.74. SPY is now over 226. So that's almost an 8% gain. And the system took a second position. Remember, the second positions are the leveraged ETFs, SSO or SDS, in this case, SSO. Took that on November 4th, right at the bottom. That was the week before the election. That was at a price of $65.78. SSO is now $77.25. That's up 17.4%. So hell of a trade there. Okay. For those of you who are in this trade, congratulations. You know, even if you just did a modest size, you should have made enough profits to pay for a membership for, you know, years over. So congratulations. As far as the system, it's, you know, when's it looking to close out this trade? Again, nothing new. It's still holding by this trending stochastic. It's not going to close out until the stochastic closes below 80%. So it could still hold for a little bit. Market could pull back here a little bit. It'll still continue to hold. Okay. That said, I think if you wanted to peel something off outside of the system, you know, maybe consider taking the SSO off. You know, that's up over 17%. That's a hell of a trade. Might not be bad to lock in those gains. And then if you wanted to, say, keep the SPY until the system eventually closes, I don't think that's a bad idea either. Okay, but otherwise, the system's going to continue to hold. So that's the first image below there. You see that? And the second image, here is the individual long subsystems for the SPY system. As you know, there's 11 individual long systems. There's 11 individual short systems. So I'm just giving you a little inner workings here. So if you look at the very left side, you see where it says QE LE 1 2 longs. That's what the system is currently in. It's currently in this subsystem, this QE long. Okay. However, as I've discussed, you know, all these individual subsystems can take trades in between. You know, you don't see them on the main system if it's already in a trade. So that QE LE went long on November 2nd, November 4th. But if you look to the middle, look at the bottom, the trap 1 and 2, those systems went long about a week and a half ago on that little pullback on the market, and they closed out this morning on the open. See that, the trap 1 and 2? So they had nicely profitable trades. Again, you don't see that on the main system because, well, it was already in a trade. All right? But the fact that those closed out, you know, maybe a good idea to take something off the table here. Again, congrats to anyone who's in this. You know, nice trade. So let's go ahead and move on to the general market analysis. So Item number two below shows you the index sector table and what transpired today. And you can see just a slight pullback in the market again. Quite overdue. No one should be surprised. Major indexes, S&P down 0.1%. The Dow actually closed up today, though, at 0.2%. Remember, that's the larger caps. Russell 2000 led to the downside today, down 1%. NASDAQ down about 0.6%. Out of the major market sectors, slightly more red here than green, but not much. Again, no big down days for anything. The weakest sector today was brokers and banks, down 1.26% and 1.3% respectively. Semiconductors also had a nice day. Stronger sectors were utilities, energy stocks, which came well off their highs, and drugs and healthcare. Moving down, U.S. dollar down 0.6%. And as we move down to the general commodities here, first off, agriculture DBA up 1.5%, continuing its bounce. Steve talked about that on the weekend. Copper down 1%, continuing to pull back. That got way overbought, as you know, a few weeks ago. Corn, wheat, coffee had a nice day up 1.9%. Crude oil up 2.5%. They'll pull back off the highs. Energy stocks are up, but as I stated, they all pulled well off their highs. Precious metals, gold was up 0.3%, silver up 1.3%, and GDX, the gold miners ETF, up 0.34%. Next, item number three below shows the economic news calendar. Quite a bit of news on the docket this week, as you can see, so make sure to pay attention to that. And let's go and jump to the index charts here. So the first chart below, item number four, is a daily snapshot of the major index in a couple of key sectors, transports and banks. So you can see, again, pullback in pretty much everything today except for the Dow, which still continues to levitate here. That's up again. But everything else had a small pullback. Russell had the biggest pullback here. Doji candlestick formed on the S&P, that's a warning sign in the short term anyway. The Russell had a doji candlestick on Friday. That was a warning for a pullback, and it had a nice pullback today. Transports did as well, banks. So logical little reversion to mean pullbacks here. Bigger trend is up. You know, intermediate trend's up. So given the time of year, I don't see the market having a big crash at this point. But, you know, a pullback here in the short term could definitely be in the cards. My thought would be you get a pullback in the short term, then you rally up into Christmas, something like that. Okay. Again, just because, you know, we're December 12th doesn't mean the market has to rally up every day into Christmas. You know, we could pull back here for several days, then have a little pullback, then push into Christmas, something like that. We'll see what happens. Next. Let's move to the S&P 500 charts. So chart number five is a daily view of the S&P. So you can see doji candlestick today, slight pullback down about 2.5 points. The fact that price is quite extended here above the 5 and 9 EMA, the short-term moving averages, this sets up a possible reversion to mean setup. There is a little divergence. There is a divergence on the MACD histogram if you look below, and there is some on the CCI. I didn't mark it there. No divergence on the MACD. That's very strong. None on the RSI indicators. Again, the trend is strong. Look at your moving averages. They're all pointing up. So again, I think a pullback will be bought. But again, doesn't mean we can't have a little reversion to mean pullback here in the short term. Next, chart number six. Here's a clean daily chart. Steve showed this in a weekend. We've had this chart for a while, but nice clean chart. You've shown this channel. We've talked about how should the market rally high enough, that upper channel line could be a target. And that's still a possibility. You know, we're not too far away from it here. By the way, it's options expiration this Friday. I forgot to mention that. It's the third Friday of the month. And, you know, so if the market just chops around this week, maybe that'll be a target area. Maybe we pull back a little bit, then rally up into there. And then maybe we get a bigger pullback from that channel. I'm just throwing some options out there. We'll see what transpires. Next, chart number seven, here's the daily pivots. As you know, the S&P pulled back from that 2212 pivot, found support, rallied, took it out last week. The next pivot resistance is 2270. That's up there just a little ways. Notice how that's pretty close to the upper channel line I just showed above. Notice that? So logical areas where the market, if it gets up to there, may finally struggle. Next. Chart 8, here's the daily view of the S&P with the BPTMA Deluxe, which is obviously still green. Remember, that's a trending indicator, follows trend, and the ATR trailing stop, that's your support. Next. Looking at a few intraday charts here, nothing real definitive. Chart 9, here's a two-hour view. Now, there is some divergence on the two-hour chart that showed up on the weekend, so we had a little pullback today so far. Not really much else to say on that. Next. Chart 10, here's the 60-minute chart. Same deal, got overbought last Friday. Little divergence, little pullback today, but again, nothing, you know, not otherwise not too much else showing up here. Otherwise, here you have a nice education and symmetry. That last pullback of 27 points in early December basically met symmetry on the pullback in mid-November. And logically, that's where the S&P found support, rallied to new highs. That symmetry is a very useful guide, guys. It's useful when you break symmetry, and it's also useful when you meet symmetry. You know, a lot of times you'll get close to symmetry and then go back into trend. So very useful item to put in your trader's toolbox. Next. Chart 11, here's a 15-minute view of the S&P with the pivots. Primary pivot tomorrow looks to be around 2257 or so. Again, I didn't draw any trend lines here. Notice that. I could see this going either way. I could see this just consolidating for yet another push higher, or maybe this is a little ABC pullback. We get a little, one more little slight pullback. The stochastics below, notice I have a couple of them there. The 60 stochastic is near the 50% area. That's a support. And the 144 stochastic still over 80%. So those are still healthy for now. Let's move on. Chart 12, here's the Russell. This set up a perfect doji candlestick on Friday. Steve talked about it. It was very overextended, had some divergence even on the RSI. So you had a perfect reversion to mean setup. Your short trigger was taken out Friday's low. That occurred today, and you hit the minimum target of the 5 EMA. That's the dotted gray EMA. Now, should this continue lower, the next target would be the 9 EMA. These are very specific setups, guys. Your trigger is the doji low. Your initial stop would have been today's highs with your initial target of the 5 EMA. Then if you go lower, the 9 EMA. Okay. These are setups Steve and I have been showing for quite a while. They're very mechanical in their entries, stops, and targets. However, you also have to have experience with them and know these setups. I bring this up because, you know, Steve will also relate this. We had a member on the weekend who mentioned that he had shorted, I think, four or five TF contracts a while back when we were talking about TF. And then he got stopped out with a huge $35,000 loss. And then, you know, he actually shorted the futures back on November 16th. Well, there was a doji candlestick here as well. I don't have it marked here, but there's a doji. If you look, if you can eyeball, it's on the 16th. It never triggered. But this member took the opportunity to short five TF contracts. He didn't have a logical stop. He had a big loss and partially blaming us. And, you know, he didn't understand this. He was a new member. He didn't understand the setup. He traded a highly leveraged instrument without a stop. He didn't tell us about it. And then we find out after the fact. So guys, these are just trying to make a point. These reversion to mean setups, they have explicit rules. Make sure you understand the rules before you do them. And also, guys, breakpoint trades, Steve and I will both tell you, we talk to a lot of members. We've done that for years now. I think that's something most websites out there don't do. Most websites, you'll be able to talk to them on an email, but you're not able to call them up on the phone. And so I bring that up because if you're struggling or you have a question, feel free to contact us. We can't give you investment advice, but we can, you know, give tips and stuff on the charts and maybe help you out. it's better to contact us if you have a good question versus just sitting there, you know, in the background suffering or whatever. So anyway, enough of my soapbox. Let's go ahead and move on. Logical reversion means setup here playing out. Next. Chart 13, here's TZA. That's the triple leveraged ETF, inverse ETF. This was set up, you know, if you don't want to trade futures, and I typically don't trade TF futures myself, but it was a very good setup. But if you didn't want to trade the futures, you're going to play the ETF, TZA, which triggered today. Your long trigger was 1901. Notice it had a nice move up today, basically tagged the 5 EMA. Again, should it go higher, the 9 EMA above is your next target. This TZA had a setup a couple weeks ago, and that played out. See the doji there? Your trigger was 2099 or 21. And you got a little over the 9 EMA, and it played out for a quick trade. You needed to be out. Okay? So both of these trades so far have played out. But again, they're very specific. You need your set entry and your stops. You need to be very disciplined with these type of setups. Okay? All right, guys, let's move on and look at a couple indicators. Chart 14, here's the VIX. This got near support late last week, so logical bounce area. Again, not surprised, given where, especially where the market is. Next, chart 15, here's the CPC put-call ratio. This actually went on a sell signal on Friday as it closed below the lower Bollinger Bands and back inside. Steve didn't show this on the weekend. Might have forgot about these indicators. I know the problem with the CPC indicators, they don't update until about 2 hours after the market, so we're not in the habit of always looking at them. It's easy to forget to look at them. But anyway, this one on a sell signal on Friday, so playing out at least today a little bit. Again, the S&P was only down 2.5 points, so not a big pullback yet, obviously. Next, chart 16, here's the CPCE. That's the equity put call ratio. Same deal. This was on a sell signal late last week. Next, chart 17, here's TLT 20-year bonds. Slight update today. Here I have a little channel. It also has a little wedge look to it, but I couldn't really draw a proper wedge, so I didn't bother. But there is, again, divergences building here on the MACD, on the other indicators. So, you know, this bonds could try to bounce anytime soon. Steve discussed these in depth on the weekend. All right, let's move to our market sectors. Chart 18, here's the transports. Had a doji candlestick late last week. Look how far price was extended above the 9 EMA. So again, you're having a typical reversion to mean pullback here. Short-term supports the 9 EMA. Again, a lot of sectors have this look today, guys. Chart 19, here's the 60-minute, or the not the 60-minute, the weekly chart. Again, had this big inverse head and shoulder pattern. That played out, made slight new highs last week. So having a little rest here. Logical. Next, chart 20. Here's the bank sector. Same deal. Got quite overextended with some divergence and doji candlesticks. So a little reversion to mean action. Pullback. 9 EMAs for support. Next. Chart 21, XLF Financial. Same deal. Same comments. Reversion to mean pullback. Next. Chart 22, here's the McClellan Oscillator for the XLF ETF. This had closed outside its bands last week, so having a little reversion to mean pullback here. Next, chart 23, energy. This had gapped way up today as crude oil had gapped up. As you know, OPEC announced a crude oil production on the weekend once again, so crude oil gapped up, but everything pulled back from the highs. Energy stocks as well as crude oil. There's some divergence here now. Notice the black candle. Next, chart 24, oil services, same deal. Gapped way up, gave most of those gap gains back. Has a big black candle here now. Next, chart 25, healthcare, one of the stronger sectors today, continues its oversold bounce. Again, it's got moving averages to contend with above as resistance. Next, chart 26, biotech. Pull back to this trend line, potential support area once again. Next, chart 27, XLB materials ETF. Little reversion to mean pullback going on here. Notice the doji candlestick, black candle doji from Friday. Steve probably talked about that on a weekend. Sets up a reversion to mean pullback. Again, potential targets to the 9 EMA. Next. Chart 28. Here's the McClellan Oscillator for XLB. This had closed outside its Bollinger Bands late last week for a sell signal, and it's playing out today. These are nice little guides to keep an eye on. These little McClellan Oscillators for the ETFs. Next. Chart 29, IYR Real Estate continues higher, nearing that 200-day moving average. Nice rally off the 61 fib from early November. Next, Chart 30, Utilities, XLU, one of the strongest sectors of today, breaking a trend line here. Fact that utilities are moving up here, that might be a sign that bonds may soon try to bounce, something to take note of. Next, Chart 31, XME, Metals and Mining. This set up a reversion to mean set up last week with the doji candlesticks. Had one on Thursday, formed another one on Friday. And actually, I'm sorry, this one. No, that's correct. It set up another one on Thursday. That set up a reversion to mean setup. And you can see it's now tagged the 9 EMA. So another one of these working out nicely. Next, Chart 32 retail, nice pullback, reversion to mean to the 9 EMA where it found some support. Again, look how far price was extended above the 9 EMA. So a little reversion to mean action going on here. Okay, let's move on to commodities. Chart 33, crude oil, as I stated, OPEC announced a production cut on the weekend. Crude oil had initially gapped higher, pushed much higher, but you could see it closed well off the highs. Okay, not surprised. I think the market was anticipating that a little bit. So we could see a little sell the news, perhaps. We'll see how this behaves tomorrow. Next, Chart 34, UNG natural gas ETF. This was quite overbought too. Nice little pullback here today. Next, Chart 35, copper, chopping around over the last few weeks. It had a hell of a run out of that symmetrical triangle pattern. This is consolidating. Looks like the 20-day moving average below is the next support target area. Next, Chart 36, DBA, the agriculture ETF. This rallied off support week and a half ago. Nice rally today. There's a trend line resistance just above. Next, Chart 37, here's the weekly chart. Remember I talked about the weekly support from February this year? You can see it got pretty close to that area. Close enough for basically a double bottom. You can see it bounce there. Next, Chart 38, here's the 60-minute chart. Just as an educational example, you can see the near double bottom support it had divergence on the MACD. They could see the little horizontal line I drew at the 1970 area. There's a doji candlestick there, reversion to mean setup. Okay, so you had a low-risk entry there at 1970 if you wanted to take a shot. Could have bought that last week, and you had a nice little trade. Again, DBA is a slower mover. You know, so it moved from 1970 there. You know, it'd be at 2010 now. So it's a 40-cent move. I typically don't trade DBA just because the movements are small. You get a lot bigger movements in other things. But again, still a technical setup. And finally, Chart 39, here's Joe, the coffee ETF. This had set up a reversion to mean bounce. Steve talked about on the weekend, say taking back 50% of Friday's solid candle. You could see the horizontal line there at 20. That triggered today, had a nice close above the 5 EMA. Next target is the 9 EMA. So this reversion to mean is playing out. Again, remember, when you play these, you have to know the exact rules. Your entry was taking out 50% of the candle at $20. Your initial stop was at 1975 at the candle low. Okay. You achieved your initial target at the 5 EMA, so you consider taking half off. And your next target's the 9 EMA. So if you play these guys, play them methodically. Know your rules. Don't trade them willy-nilly like the other member I mentioned who got into trouble trading TF futures. You know, he triggered where there was no trigger. He didn't have a stop, stuff like that. Next, Charber 40 US. Here's a 60 minute chart of Joe. You can see the 60 minute chart had divergence on the MACD, had a nice perfect trend line as a trigger. So the point is, everything was set up here. The daily was set up as I showed above, and your 60 minute chart also had a confirming pattern. Okay. All right, let's move on. Here's the US dollar chart for 41. Nice little pullback today off resistance. Next, chart for 42. Here's gold daily. This was lower today, but managed to claw its way back, closed up about $4. Again, still resistance around the 9 EMA. It's got to contend with that. There is some divergence here, so it does have a shot to try to bounce, but again, first resistance of the 9 EMA. Next, Sharper 43. Here's a zoomed in daily view. Steve drew this on the weekend. Potential little falling wedge here. I drew this initially, but it continues to flip. Steve expanded them a little bit. So this is flushing out. I do believe it's trying to set up here for a bounce. It's at least set up here. We'll see if it can do that or not. Next, Sharper 44. Here's silver. Again, this outperformed today, up 1.3%. Next, moving to gold stocks, talk about GDX, chart for 45. Here's GDX up 0.4% today. So still just chopping around here, which it's been doing for almost the last month. So still struggling here. The longer it goes sideways, probably the better chance it has to base out here. You know, the worry is that it could just have another leg down, but we'll see. Basically a little doji candlestick today. Next, chart for 46, here's another daily view, zoomed in view. This is the better way to look at it, forming a triangle pattern. Steve showed this in a weekend. Again, it's still inside of its pattern. It's either going to bust to the downside here for another, you know, another move down, or builds a base, breaks to the upside. Lately, the patterns have been breaking to the downside, as you can see, since July. You've had three patterns breaking to the downside. A rising wedge in August, a bear pennant, and a bear flag in early November. So we'll see where this pattern resolves. Next, chart 47. Here's the 60-minute chart. Again, we'll see what this does. It's got to hold this support area, guys. Next, chart 48. Here's the BPGDM with the 8-day moving average. This is still above the 8-day moving average. Next, chart 49 is the Renko version. This one on a sell signal today, actually. Next, chart 50, AGI, one of the gold stocks I mentioned late last week. This actually outperformed today, broke its trend line, closed off the highs, but did have a nice pickup in volume. This is one I actually bought today. Up 7%. And it was up well over 10% at one point. Next, chart 51, GPL. This is more of a silver stock. Little pickup in volume today. You got a resistance around the $1.56 area. All right, now moving on to the other trade setups here. Again, I didn't add many new here tonight just because the market is overbought. There's not a lot of great setups out there. Not a lot of great longs, and there's not a lot of great shorts, okay, just because of the moving average configuration. So first off, let's go over some recent ideas. Chart 52, ORIG. This is a long setup of mine last week on Monday. Resistance was $1.90. It broke out on Tuesday, chopped around, had a big move up on Friday. Huge gap up today, up almost 20% today. Again, hell of a trade if you bought it around $1.90 last week. This represents a 42% rally, and I'm not counting today's highs. I'm counting the close. So hell of a trade. Hope some of you guys caught this one. I actually bought this and I kept it as I went out of town on Thursday and Friday. And this morning I got a nice gift on the gap up, so I sold the rest of my position this morning. So it was a very nice trade. Next, chart 53, CRVL. This is a support play of mine last Monday off that double bottom support, and it moved nicely higher. This was a nice trade as well. Again, I took profits on it. Hope some of you got it too. Next, chart 54, Costco. This is a long idea of mine last Monday as well. Gapped up, but it's had a nice trade. Next, Charbonneau 55, Colgate Palmolive. This is a nice setup I mentioned last week on Monday, falling wedge pattern, and it's played out beautifully. Might want to consider taking some profits now. Maybe due for a pullback. Next, Charbonneau 56, UVE, Universal Holdings, Universal Insurance Holdings. This is a long idea we had last week. It's meandered higher out of resistance. Not a big move up in volume, so I'd be aggressive on taking some profits here. Protect those profits. Don't let it turn into a losing trade. Next, Charbonneau 57, Quadruple U, uranium stock. This one and URA, both of these had fantastic moves. These are some long ideas from Steve's. Nice pullback today, obviously, but look at the move out of that trend line. Hell of a move if you caught these. Next, Charbonneau 58, AIG was a bank stock financial that I mentioned last week out of a flag pattern, and it played out for a nice trade. Next, Charbonneau 59, Wayland Tech, one of our fundamental plays, had a nice rally off support last week. Again, Steve knows about this. He's been following these, so you can talk to him about it. But nice move. This is a thin stock, though, obviously. Next, Charbonneau 60, PRTS, another one of these fundamental plays. It's had a really nice move from the November lows. Steve mentioned how he was buying on dips. You can see the comments there from early November. It's had a nice move since then. Next, here's some other ideas to monitor. So Charbonneau 61, here's SDS. That's the double inverse ETF for the S&P. Notice the doji candlestick, yes, and divergence. So your trigger would be taking out today's highs at 14.99, say even 15, with a target of the 5 and 9 EMA. Again, given the move, the market, I would just view this as a quick trade if it triggers. Your stop goes immediately at the low. Okay. Know how to trade these guys. Next, Charbonneau 62 Tile, one of Steve's from last week. It's still valid here over the 1855 area. Next, Charbonneau 63, BMO, huge move up from November. This sets up a possible reversion to mean setup, taking out today's doji low at 72.97. Your trigger would be 72.96, basically. Again, the first support would be the upper Bollinger Band. Notice how far it is above the Bollinger Band. Then the next target would be the 5 EMA. The dotted MA. And finally, Charbonneau 64, OPXA, low priced biotech, resistance is $1.50. Nowhere near that yet, but it's one to monitor. Well, you could even monitor in today's charts to see if it can find some support around this area. And that'll do it. All right, guys, have a wonderful evening. Have a good rest of your week and happy holidays. Thank you.